USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McKeelin defended conditions at a U.S. Border Patrol station following reports of crowded and unsanitary conditions that have highlighted the debate about President Trump's immigration policy. McKeelin said on ABC's This Week, it's an extraordinarily challenging situation. The Homeland Security Department's internal watchdog provided new details about the overcrowding in Texas's Rio Grande Valley. The report said children at three facilities had no access to showers and that some children under the age of seven had been held in jam centers for more than 2 weeks. Government inspectors described an increasingly dangerous situation both for migrants and agents, calling it a ticking time bomb. In tweets, Trump went further than McKeelin, defending his administration's response, accusing the news media of, quote, phony and exaggerated accounts, but providing no evidence. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Experts say illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, 1 in 5 people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision to keep working. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
There's almost universal condemnation following Iran's decision to enrich uranium that is a violation of the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. John Clements reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was quick to respond to Tehran's announcement to increase uranium enrichment, calling it an extremely dangerous move.
The enrichment of uranium is made for one reason and one reason only. It's for the creation of atomic bombs.
Netanyahu also called on other nations to impose punitive sanctions against Iran, saying Tehran has violated its solemn promise under the UN Security Council not to enrich uranium beyond certain levels. I'm John Clemens.
Housing costs have become so expensive in some cities in California that people are renting bunk beds in a communal home for $1,200 a month. Not a bedroom, a bed. A group called PodShare is trying to help make up for the shortage of affordable housing in cities like San Francisco and L.A. by renting dormitory-style lodging and providing tenants a co-living experience. A PodShare membership allows you to snag any of the 220 beds at six locations across L.A. and San Francisco. There's no deposit or commitment. You get a bed, a locker, access to Wi-Fi, and the chance to meet fellow pedestrians. Each pod includes a shelf and a personal TV. Food staples like cereal and ramen, as well as toiletries like toothpaste and toilet paper, are included. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.